Ramona, that's R-A-M-O-N-A, first name, G, middle name, last name, DeFreeze, D-E, D as in David, E, F as in Frank, R-I-E-S-E. This is an 89-year-old 89-year-old woman with history of end-stage peripheral vascular disease, osteoporosis, coronary artery disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Patient's peripheral vascular disease has already caused the amputation of the lower extremity, toes in the lower extremity. Patient has now developed a severe ischemia of the upper of the lower extremity, refusing above the knee amputation. On the right side, patient has refused AKA, period. Patient has definitely gotten worse since her husband passed away on Thanksgiving. Patient has severe pain, is bedbound, total ADL dependent, no longer able to walk, has had a history of frequent falls, KPS of 40%, in severe pain. Patient also continues to lose weight, and the weight loss is expected given her peripheral vascular disease and multiple issues, especially now with ischemic leg requiring amputation, which patient is refusing, period. Patient also has a stage 2 decubitus ulcer, which is never going to heal because of her severe protein calorie malnutrition. Period. Patient most likely has less than 6 months to live given the amount of ischemia in the lower extremity, as well as history of atrial fibrillation, diverticulosis, diverticulitis, DVT, hyperlipidemia, and hypertension in the past, period. The paragraph patient appears to be in severe pain because of malignant ascites, which continues to reaccumulate even after paracentesis in the past, period. Patient will require regular paracentesis at home to keep patient's pain under control and is expected to live less than 6 months. Patient is very much hospice appropriate for above mentioned reasons. Thank you.